Hello, beauties. This is module number 2 in the program, Unpack Your Emotional Baggage, How to Take Weight Loss Off Your To-Do List Forever. And this module is entitled, Why Do I Weigh Insert Current Weight? I wanted to invite you to notice the reaction that your body has as you either read or hear that question. I'll admit that even after all the work that I've done, I still feel judgment and a desperate need to hide hearing that sentence. How did I get this body? And why do I weigh that number I saw on the scale this morning? This is an excellent opportunity to observe your inner mean girl. What advice does she offer you as you hear that? She is a master of measuring your level of safety, and her highest calling is to protect you from pain. So is she encouraging you to run? Is she offering you shame and begging you to hide from this work that you've engaged in? Are you feeling backed into a corner? Is defensiveness rising in your body? Do you feel like you kind of need to come out of the corner punching? Get still for just a minute. Close your eyes, tap into those sensations in your body, and feel what's generated by simply reading a 5-word sentence. That is how powerful your thoughts are. You didn't move from your seat. You didn't take any kind of action. You didn't engage another person. You just read or heard those 5 words, and your mind went wild. Let's look for a minute at the emotions that you might be experiencing. The ones I know about, the ones that are generated inside my body, are judgment, shame, guilt, and hiding. So we're going to look at each one of those. But before we do, consider this. What if that question, why do you weigh, insert current weight, was neutral instead of negative? Because of the automatic thoughts that your mind chooses, you assume that there must be something wrong with your current weight. The negative connotation comes from the emotions that are connected to all of the stories that you have from previous weight loss attempts. How would your answer be different if the question were really neutral, neither positive nor negative? Well, it might sound something like this. I weigh, insert current weight, today, because I never learned how to feel my emotions or how to make myself a priority. I assumed my body was broken and that that was a terminal condition. I needed to learn to accept that as a given. I saw my body as a container for my smart brain, and as long as I was intelligent, who really cared what the packaging looked like? I gave this body up as a lost cause, and I saw it as something I was just going to have to drag around behind me and apologize for every time that I couldn't manage to make it invisible. No emotion, just facts of how I got here. That's a skill that we're going to learn more in depth next week, how to make that separation between the things that can be verified, the things that are factual, and the emotion or the meaning that we overlay on top of those facts. On some level, removing the emotion provides clarity. Okay, so think about any other machine, from your car to your refrigerator. If you neglect it for 20 years, what happens? It breaks down over time. It loses functionality. It rusts. It needs parts replaced. And it requires a lot of focused attention to bring it back to like new status. Same thing with your body. You start with a mechanical problem, a machine that has been neglected. Not an easy problem to fix, but doable. And then we pour all of those emotions over the top, and your inner mean girl starts to chant at you about how hard and painful this process is going to be. So she offers you judgment. Judgment implies that you somehow had a motive, as if you sat down with yourself and said, you know, life's not complicated enough. How about I gain 100 pounds? But that's not how weight happens, is it? You know, somebody asked me one time how I gained so much weight. And my answer was 1 pound at a time, 1 bag of chips at a time, one bad day at a time. Judgment implies that you somehow failed or you are character deficient. It sounds like you didn't try hard enough or you're just weak and can't stay focused. But you know deep in your body how much sincere effort you've exerted. You know that losing weight occupies almost every waking moment. Next, she offers you shame. Shame says, I am bad. I am broken. I am deficient. Shame encourages you to hide and to deflect attention from yourself. It loves isolation and it makes it very difficult to build relationships. Shame partners up with judgment to convince you that you're not even worthy of being loved because of all the extra flesh on your body. I want to invite you to consider this about shame. It is the equivalent of cancer in your body. It metastasizes and it spreads to every part of your life. It steals your voice and it makes you believe that overgiving is the only real path to being of any value to anyone else. Heaped on top of that, she offers you guilt. So, shame says, I am bad. Guilt says, I did something bad. It's less hazardous than shame, but it still leaves you looking over your shoulder, measuring your self-worth by standards set by the outside world. Like judgment, guilt implies motive. Your mind believes your inner mean girl when she says, you know how to lose weight. Why can't you just do it? As if intellectual knowledge is the only tool that you need to release those pounds. The other thing I know about guilt is that it's contagious. If your mean girl isn't generating enough guilt, you can get it from other people. Like when your mother or your sister ask, have you gained weight? Or when the lady in the checkout line at the grocery store gives you that look when she looks in your basket and sees potato chips or ice cream. You can even catch guilt from your clothes when you reach for something that used to fit and it's now too tight. You believe it's true and you carry it around day after day, reminding yourself that you're somehow inadequate, not up to the challenge, just not good enough. And then finally, she offers to help you hide. Now, hiding a body with all those extra pounds is not an easy task, but your inner mean girl is skilled at helping you stay invisible. She discourages you from standing out or drawing attention to yourself. She believes it's valuable to blend in and go along. And when she feels emotion in your body, she panics and she offers you a bag of chips or a donut, if sweet is your thing, to keep you safe. Hiding comes in two main flavors. One is your wardrobe. Okay, no bright colors, no flair, no style. Three colors are allowed: black, blue, and gray. They all make you look thinner, right? Especially if you wear the same, that monochromatic thing. And absolutely no patterns, flowers, stripes, or any of that nonsense. Ask yourself, how much of your closet is black? Go take a look. If it looks like mine, that is the primary color. The other flavor is engaging your mute button. The reason you feeling emotion is so dangerous is that you might say what you think. And then people are going to look at you and they're going to see that you have all those extra pounds. Her strategy is to distract you with food, or to just stuff all that emotion down into that basement of your brain. Let it simmer inside you until it comes to a slow boil and makes you hate yourself just a little bit more. And eat. Isn't it interesting that even our analogies become food oriented? So, what are your stories and how do you answer that question? Why do I weigh, insert current weight? That's the subject of the next portion of this part of the program.